second chapter of the book of Ruth, and our text for this evening is that verse 19, the verse we were considering a few weeks ago. And her mother-in-law said unto her, "Where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee." And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, "The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz." Just to remind you of what we discovered in this verse a few weeks ago, we were considering then Ruth and her business. And her business was, of course, her gleaning. And as we looked at Ruth and her gleaning, we noted with regard to her work ethic that she was the complete worker. Because the word glean or gleaned is found seven times, the number of completion. So in many ways, Ruth was the complete worker. We noticed also that she was a conscientious worker. Because once she received her food at the table of Boaz, there in verse 14, we're told that she did eat and was sufficed. And then we're told that she left. And so she did not tarry, but rather she had a work to do, because the next verse says, "And when she was risen up to glean." And so she was a very conscientious worker. She had a work to do, and she did not waste any time in attending to it. We notice that she was a contented worker, because when it came to gleaning, it was a back-breaking work. And yet we do not read of any complaints that came from the lips of Ruth. She got on with the work without any complaining. We noticed also that Ruth was a continuous worker, because we're told that she gleaned in the field until evening. And so she gave a full day's work. She did not endeavor to cheat anyone. As we noted last time, that there are those in places of employment and they'll come in 15 minutes late and they'll go home 15 minutes early and expect to get paid a full day's wage. But not so with Ruth. We noticed not only her gleaning, but her grain. Because we're told that she beat out that which she had gleaned. And it was about an ephah of barley, verse 17. There we noted her industry. There were plenty of young men gleaning in the field, but we found that Ruth did the beating out of the grain herself. That speaks to us of her industry. We noted also her independence, because she beat out the grain and she carried it home herself. We noted her increase. We're told that she gleaned an ephah of barley. We notice how her industry was well rewarded by Boaz. For we read in verse 17, Boaz said to his young men, "Let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not." So she was well rewarded for her hard work. The Lord will reward hard work. We noticed her giving, because we are told that she brought forth this ephah of barley and she brought it home to her mother-in-law. We are told in Ruth chapter 1 verse 21 that Naomi said, "I went out full and the Lord had brought me home again empty." And so Ruth was very mindful of her mother-in-law. And what she had gleaned, she brought it home for her mother-in-law. And that is really where we take up the story again tonight. So we have noted her business. And then we want to notice tonight Ruth and her blessing. This portion of the book of Ruth describes for us the blessing that Ruth was to Naomi, her mother-in-law. It is seen here in the simple act of kindness. She was a blessing to her mother-in-law through a simple act of kindness. We notice regarding the blessing that Ruth was, we notice her care. While Ruth dined with Boaz, she was obviously thinking about Naomi back at home. We noted her dining in the verse 14, and at mealtime, Boaz had said unto her, "Come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar." And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed. And we're told that she left, went back to her gleaning. Now look at verse 18. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. And she brought forth and gave to her, that is, she gave to Naomi, that she had reserved after she was sufficed. This indicates to us that while Ruth was dining with Boaz, she was thinking of Naomi, because she not only brought the barley to Naomi, but she also brought the bread. She brought part of the meal that she had been eating at the table of Boaz. She had been well cared for by Boaz. He had supplied her meal, and he had also told his young men to let fall some of the handfuls of purpose for her and leave them, that is, leave them for Ruth, so that she could glean them. Now, what do we have here? We notice that Boaz had cared for Ruth. Now what does Ruth do? Ruth in turn cares for Naomi, because all that Ruth had came from the hand of Boaz, and now she shares it with Naomi. She had been blessed by Boaz, and Ruth proceeds to share the blessing with Naomi. This, of course, is the right and proper thing to do, as we are taught in Scripture. When the Lord blesses us, we are to share that blessing with others. When the Lord prospers us, we are to share that prosperity with others. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus when he sent out his disciples. He said in Matthew 10 and verse 8, "Freely ye have received, freely give." Ruth had freely received at the hand of Boaz, and now she freely gives to Naomi. Paul established the same principle when dealing with the matter of giving, when he was addressing the believers at Corinth. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 1 Corinthians 16, in the opening two verses, this is the same principle. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 1. Paul says, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye." Verse 2. "Upon the first day of the week," the Lord's day, "let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him." that there be no gathering when I come. And this has to do with regard to giving. As God has prospered us, so we are to give out according to the Lord's prospering of us. It's the same principle. Freely ye have received, freely give. Here was Ruth, and Boaz prospered her, that she was able to bring home so much grain. And as well as that, she was able to bring home the bread from Boaz's table. And the apostle has the same thought in mind when speaking to the Corinthian saints about comforting one another. You turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. You see, it's the same principle. Paul says, I have been comforted by God, the God of comfort. And in turn, I will comfort you with the comfort that God has given me. Freely ye have received, then freely give. And this matter of receiving and giving comfort could be applied to Ruth, who had been a comfort to Naomi. She had been comforted by Boaz when she received the barley and the bread. And now what does Ruth do? She endeavors to comfort Naomi by bringing that barley and that bread to her. What was Ruth? She was a channel of blessing. Just as we sang those two hymns tonight, make me a channel of blessing. Is your life a channel of blessing? Is the love of God flowing through you? Are you telling the lost of the Savior? Are you ready His service to do? Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing. My service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today. That's surely what we want to be. We want to be a blessing to others, as Ruth was. And so we have seen, first of all, her care. That is her care of Naomi. We notice then, secondly, the challenge. Upon her arrival home, Naomi challenged Ruth with two questions. Verse 19. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? So she's speaking about Ruth and her work. She challenges her. Here Naomi challenges Ruth about where she had been working, where she had been gleaning. And regarding her work, we see first of all her promptness. It must have been a great blessing to Naomi to have a daughter-in-law who was so willing to work and supply the need of the home. For no sooner had Naomi and Ruth arrived in Bethlehem, Judah, from the country of Moab, And we discover Ruth begins to work. You look there in chapter 2, in the opening few verses. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went. Notice the words. She said unto her, go. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And there we see how prompt Ruth was when it came to working and to gleaning and to supplying the need of herself and her mother-in-law. You recall the story that the Savior told about the man who owned a vineyard and he had two sons. And in Matthew 21 and verse 28, we read that he said to one of his sons, son, go work today in my vineyard. Go work today. And the son said, I will not, but afterward repented and went. He then said to the other son, or sent the other son into the vineyard, and he said, I go, sir, and went not. And how many Christians are like those two sons? There is a reluctance on the part of one to go and serve the master, and then on the part of others, there's a downright refusal. There are those who will promise themselves they will go and serve the Lord, but never do. Ruth was not like any of those two sons. Whenever Naomi said, go, my daughter, the next verse says, and she went. There's her willingness, and how prompt that she was. There's here a willingness, and there's her work. She went to glean in the field. There's also not only her promptness, there's also her place. Naomi was interested to know where Ruth had gleaned and where Ruth had wrought. She obviously was aware that Ruth was indeed a hard worker. If you look at that word, wrought, you will find it three times with regard to Ruth and her work. We're told that Ruth was a hard worker by the use of this word wrought. Where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? And then we read again, twice over in the same verse, and she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. Three times the word wrought is used. A word that would relate to someone who works hard. It's not the kind of a word you would use to describe someone who was lazy or easygoing. It's the kind of a word that you would use to describe a hard worker. And Naomi said, where wroughtest thou? And that would be a word would even challenge ourselves. We could ask ourselves, where have we wrought today? Where will we work and work for the Lord tomorrow? How hard have we worked for the Lord? This was Ruth working for Boaz, working in his field. So we see with regard to Ruth, she worked hard for the master, her master. May we work hard for our master. That leads us then to consider her produce. Naomi challenged Ruth with those questions. And when she saw Ruth return home with an ephah of barley, Ruth had been fruitful in her labors. That is what every Christian surely wants to be. We want to be fruitful. Ruth had gone out to glean in the field. We see how diligent she was. We see how she wrought in the field. We see how conscientious she was. And as a result, she returned home with her hands full. She returned home with an ephah of barley. 20 to 25 pounds weight of grain. Ruth had been fruitful. And as Christians, surely we want to be fruitful as well for the Lord. Yes, we want to be fruitful in the matter of soul winning. We want to have the joy of leading souls to Christ. But we want to be fruitful for the Lord in other ways also. Romans 6 and verse 22, Paul says, speaks about having fruit unto holiness. He also speaks about being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory of God, Philippians 1 and 11. And when he addressed the Hebrew believers, he spoke about fruit to them, saying, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Maybe we never think of fruitfulness in that way. But certainly that's how Paul describes this fruitfulness. Offering to God the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And so when we give thanks to the Lord, we are bringing before him the fruit of our lips. There is also, of course, the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is to be seen in us. That is bearing fruit. And then we read in Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5 and verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's fruitfulness. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, bringing before the Lord the fruit of our thankfulness. Again in Colossians 1 and verse 10, Paul here speaks to the believers about being fruitful. Colossians 1 and 10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now those words describe well this young woman, Ruth. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. Without a doubt, Ruth was fruitful in every good work. That's exactly what Ruth was. Having put her faith and her trust in the God of Israel, that's what she told Naomi, your God shall be my God. And Boaz recognized that. Because in chapter 2 and verse 12, Boaz said, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. And so Ruth was trusting in the God of Israel. And as we noted in the last study, this faith and trust in God produced good works. And you recall the word that we noted in James 2, verse 26, faith without works is dead. But here is Ruth, and her faith and trust is in Jehovah. And what does that faith produce? It produces good works. And Ruth was fruitful in every good work. And indeed we could say increasing in the knowledge of God. So we have noted her care and her challenge. Notice also the change. This is what really emphasizes the fact that Ruth was a blessing to others. Look at verse 19 again. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. In verse 20. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord. Now there Naomi uses a word that she had not used before, since we were introduced to her. The word is blessed. There you have the praise of Naomi. Upon seeing Ruth return with her ephah of barley and the food from Boaz's table, she says, blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And we noted the same phrase in verse 20. This is quite a change for Naomi. You recall when Naomi returned home to Bethlehem, Judah, the word blessed wasn't upon her lips. Because in verse 19 of chapter 1 of Ruth, so they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi? Seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me. She's not using the word blessed there. Rather, her heart is filled with bitterness. Naomi's bitterness was suddenly changed. From being bitter, her bitterness has been turned into blessedness. And the human cause of this change was Ruth. What a blessing Ruth was to Naomi. Ruth had promptly gone into the field to glean, and she came home with barley and bread for Naomi. And because of Ruth, Naomi had experienced a change for the better. Ruth had not only changed Naomi, but Ruth had also cheered Naomi. And believer, isn't that what we all want to be? Surely we want to be a blessing to others, to be used of the Lord, to bring about a change for the better in others, and also to bring cheer to others, to those with whom we come in contact with. I'm sure at some time or another, you've come in contact with those, and you haven't been too long in their presence, and they would almost depress you. There's nothing cheery about them. They would have you depressed in no time. Others have that bitter, critical spirit which can affect us and can affect all who they're speaking to. Ruth was none of those things. Ruth was a blessing to Naomi. Ruth brought cheer to Naomi's heart. And in contrast, we have surely been in the presence and in the company of believers who brought cheer to our hearts. We're all very familiar with her sister, Georgina Brown. Georgina's parents were members of the church in Newton Abbey, Mr. and Mrs. Abernethy. A lovely couple. And every time I went to visit them in the latter stage of their life, they were a blessing to me. Just being with them, they were certainly a channel of blessing. May the Lord make us a channel of blessing. That we, through our demeanor, through our attitude, may we be a blessing to others. May we help others and help to cheer them, just as Ruth did. Ruth brought about a dramatic change in Naomi, from bitterness to blessedness. Barnabas was such an individual. And we read in Acts chapter 11 about Barnabas and how Barnabas encouraged others and was a blessing to others. In Acts chapter 11, we read in verse 22, "Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came, and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord, for he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord." He exhorted them. In other words, he encouraged them. He was an encourager. He was a good man. He was a man full of the Holy Ghost. He would have been a blessing to the people of Antioch. May we be a blessing to others, to those whom we come in contact with. Paul also was a blessing to others, encouraged others. You recall when he was in that ship, in the midst of that storm, Euroclydon, and every man feared for his life, Paul said, "And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you." Because Paul had met with the Lord that night. And just as Paul said, God had comforted him. What was he doing? He was comforting others. As he had been blessed, so he shared the blessing with others. And of course, there's no one can cheer us as the Lord Jesus can. He said to his disciples when he came to them walking upon the sea, he said to them, "Be of good cheer, be not afraid, it is I." Oh, may we have that Christ-like attitude that we, as Christ, brought cheer to others in their times of difficulty. May we also be used to bring cheer to others, just as Ruth did. And as we sang tonight, make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today. We notice also the person. You will notice that upon Ruth's arrival, and whenever Naomi saw Ruth, and saw what she brought, notice what Naomi said. She asked the two questions. And before Ruth could answer, Naomi said, "Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee." Verse 19. And again she said in verse 20, "Blessed be he of the Lord." In other words, Naomi did not so much have her eyes or her thoughts on Ruth as upon the one who had blessed Ruth with so much grain and with the bread that she brought home. How often have you been in the presence of a godly Christian, and by their conversation and their conduct, you have seen Christ? Because whenever Naomi saw what Ruth brought home, her eyes were upon the one whose field Ruth had been gleaning in. In other words, Naomi had her eyes on Ruth's master. She looked beyond Ruth and she saw her master, namely Boaz. Oh, may we have a testimony like that. That when we are in the company of others, others will not so much see us as seeing the Lord. May the beauty of Christ be seen in us. As we read in Psalm 90 and verse 17, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us." May others see Christ in us. May others see our Master, as Naomi saw Ruth's Master. In the last place, you have her confession. When Naomi inquired of Ruth where she had been gleaning, she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought and said, "The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz." In other words, Ruth was happy to witness for Boaz. She was not ashamed to confess whom she had been serving. She had every good reason to confess the name of Boaz. You look there in verse 19, the words of Naomi. And she said to Ruth, "Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee." The word knowledge is translated from the Hebrew word which means to scrutinize, to discern, or to distinguish. Now, there were others gleaning in the field of Boaz, but we can see that Boaz's eyes were upon Ruth, and he took knowledge of her, or he scrutinized her, or he discerned, or he distinguished that this woman, Ruth, was a good worker. And of course he had blessed Ruth with telling his men to leave plenty of grain and sheaves for Ruth. In other words, Boaz looked upon Ruth and scrutinized her and saw that she was a hard worker. And Boaz blessed her by leaving the extra grain for her. Likewise, our Lord and Master will reward us according to our labors. Isn't that what Boaz had said earlier to Ruth in verse 12? The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. A full reward. Boaz had given Ruth a full reward. The Lord will give us a full reward according to our works. As we read in Psalm 68 and verse 19, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." The Lord has been good to us. Let us be good to others. The Lord has been a blessing to us. Let us be a blessing to others. Ruth spoke well and spoke highly of her master. So may we speak well and speak highly of our Master. And in the words of that hymn again, make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today. Just like Ruth. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts this evening. Let's bow our heads in prayer. O Lord, our God and gracious Father, we pray indeed that thou will make us a channel of blessing. Help us, Lord, to be an encouragement to others, a comfort to others, a blessing to others. Lord, we can see how much of a blessing Ruth was to her mother-in-law. May we just be as much of a blessing to others. Even as Ruth thought of Naomi, when she sat at Boaz's table, Lord, may we be thinking of others also when we are being well fed. And so, Lord, write thy precious word upon our hearts. And, O Lord, I pray earnestly as we leave thy house tonight, that, O Lord, thou will go with us. Lord, may thy hand be upon us. Give us all traveling mercy and safety home. We commit ourselves, Lord, to thee. Lead us and guide us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be our abiding portion now and forevermore. Amen.